Back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, it is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. Rock Anushi and Tom Evans here with you as we go now to the hotline and welcome in, as Tom gave me the laundry list of accolades here, Ohio Wrestling Hall of Famer, author, and now a professor over at Lake Erie College. Very excited for this conversation with the one, the only Keith Manos, who joins us now on the hotline. Keith, thanks first and foremost for taking some time out of your day to join us here on kind of a late notice as well, so we certainly appreciate it. How we doing?
I'm fine, but I do have to correct you, Rocco. I'm at Lakeland Community College.
Lakeland Community College.
100% on me, Keith. I wrote down college professor. I didn't write what college, and I knew you were over there on the east side, so it's Lakeland. Okay, good stuff.
In years past, teach at Lake Erie, but not anymore.
Sounds good. Hey, Keith, tell us a little bit about your journey through wrestling. You know, you and I go way back as a single-A competitor at Cuyahoga Heights. I wrestled for Jim Wallace, and you were an assistant and then the head coach over at one of the first single-A dynasties, Richmond Heights. Tell us a little bit about what got you to Richmond Heights, and tell us a little bit about that dynasty that you had over at Richmond Heights.
Well, when I came, you, of course, were making reference to Mike Poporis, who was the first head coach at Richmond Heights High School, and yeah, started the dynasty, won four state titles, four runners-up finishes, and then, you know, he's Greek, and I'm Greek, and so he asked me, he said, hey, he told me one time that he's going to retire, and he said, hey, would you like to come and take over for me, you know, one Greek to another? I mean, it goes, I mean, the Richmond Heights Spartans, right? And both my family comes from Sparta in Greece. So I thought this is just great. I can't pass this up. So I came from Norwalk High School to Richmond Heights in 1985, and that's kind of how it started. And then I was, you know, I didn't do, you know, our first year was kind of like a struggle. But then after that, we just started winning. So the legacy came back really strong, and I just enjoyed myself there. I never was an assistant. I just came there as the head coach, and it just was a great experience for me.
Keith, tell us about some of those legendary names over there. I mean, you know, Richmond Heights, like a lot of programs, there's a long list of families that Hansons and Potokars that made their way through the Richmond Heights system. And which ones did you work with? And tell us about their part in the legacy over there.
Well, there's the Hansons and the Adkins as well, McClellans. Yes, you mentioned the Potokars as one of the key families there, to be honest. But I coached Danny Hansen. I coached him to his four titles, to his last two, in fact, his third and his fourth titles. I coached Herbie Adkins. He was a three-time placer. Matt McClellan, a two-time placer. I coached seven kids, in fact, seven wrestlers to the finals of the Division III state tournament. I was really blessed with some great athletes and wrestlers who just had committed themselves to the sport, which is, you know, one thing I recognize in one of my books, The Elite Wrestler, that's available for purchase. But so I had some really good background to describe elite wrestlers because I coached a good number of them.
Keith, tell us about that journey. I know that you've written a couple books, several books, quite honestly. I see Elite Wrestler out there. I see the accolades that it's receiving from people like Dan Fickle that are, you know, so highly respected in the sport of wrestling. Tell us about that journey from Richmond Heights to you, the author.
Well, that's a good one. My first book, which was Wrestling Coaches Survival Guide, was published in 1995. It's out of print now, to be honest, but it was my publisher, Simon & Schuster, you know, kind of one of the major publishers in New York. I like the joke I like to tell, though it's not so much a joke, is that Hillary Clinton and I had our first books published in 95. Remember her book, It Takes a Village, by the same publisher and editor, except she got a bigger advance than I did.
No.
So that's what I like to share. But, you know, again, I'll never forget that she and I had the same, our books came out the same year. And that surfaced from hearing my fellow coaches, Rocco, just talk about, you know, the struggles they were having in the sport or just in coaching in general. And I said, well, I think I can help. I think I can write a book that if they read it, will certainly benefit them and help them have a more rewarding coaching experience. And that book came out and it did real well. I'll never forget getting emails and calls from people across the country. In fact, a woman coach from West Virginia called me after that book came out and said how much it helped her. And then from that point on, I just started getting other books published by Simon & Schuster. And then eventually I got turned on to a publisher called Coach's Choice. And they began to publish my next wrestling books. Most recently, The Elite Wrestler and 101 Winning Strategies for Wrestling Coaches. I'm their only, you know, they publish all kinds of sports books, football, baseball, basketball, but I'm the only guy writing wrestling books for them. So I'm their wrestling guy.
Keith, I've still got my copy of the Survival Guide, believe it or not, still on my bookshelf. I think I got that when I think the ink was still wet when I purchased that back in the 90s. But Keith,
Tom, that's great, you know, and I love that. People see me. I go to tournaments and I sign and sell, and people. All right, so we're both old guys. So when older coaches come up to me and go, "Yeah," and I'll hear just what you just told me. And I'll go, well, there you go. I mean, you can't get it anymore, unfortunately. But let me tell you a little story about that book. 3 years ago, John Smith from Oklahoma State contacted me. He wanted to use that book to teach his, I guess, a wrestling class that he has at Oklahoma State. He wanted that to be the class textbook. And I was like overjoyed. I said, oh, darn it, it's not a print. But I guess, I don't know how they did it at Oklahoma State, but they put it into a digital document. And he paid me to do it. But when he called me on the phone, I thought, oh, my goodness, it felt like I was talking to God.
Yes.
And I wished I had recorded it, you know, like, you know, he has that Oklahoma drawl, and he was talking, you know, like, it was Keith. It's a wonderful book. I think it's really great. And I was like, oh thank you. That's my John Smith story.
John Smith may well be on that Mount Rushmore of wrestling wrestling people in the United States. Keith, the new book, you know, I'm reading the reviews online. I'm hearing what people have to say about the new book, The Elite Wrestler. Tell us about some of the keys to this book. People are saying it's a must-read to get wrestlers over the top. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I hear what you're saying, these accolades from wrestlers and from, because it's for wrestlers, it's for coaches, and it's for parents. And when, again, I do my signing and selling, typically it's a parent who will come over, wants to buy the book either for the wrestler in their family, be it a girl or a boy. And it could be an older wrestler. It could be a younger one who's just starting out in the sport. But what I did was I figured 14 high school weight classes, 14 characteristics of what goes into being an elite wrestler. Everything from the physical part of it and the mental part of it, from being focused, how to get focused. And again, that word I mentioned before, you know, commitment. And then each chapter will profile elite wrestlers who have demonstrated that. So it's kind of like in a narrative. It's an easy read. It's only 90 pages, and that appeals to a lot of younger readers. But then it also offers practical tips that any wrestler can adopt, make their own, and just, yeah, up their game, get better at the sport. I've been hearing one wrestler told me in a follow-up tournament when I saw him again, he said that he liked to read it on the way to a competition. It just got him in the right mindset to prepare for competition. I thought, hey, that's great. That's a really great idea.
Keith, if our listeners want to buy these books, tell us how they can look up online, or how can they find these books and purchase these books for themselves.
Well, three easy ways. First is going to Amazon. I mean, Amazon.com. They have all the books in the world. Another way is to go to Coach's Choice, their website, and they just type in my name, Keith Manos, that's M-A-N-O-S, and my wrestling books will come up, coacheschoice.com, or they can go to my website, keithmanos.com, www.keithmanos.com. But those are the easy ways they can locate my books for purchase.
Awesome. Well, hey, Keith, fantastic stuff. Really a different conversation than some of the ones we usually have here on the Weekly Wrestling Recap, but very informative, and definitely encourage our listeners, especially those within the wrestling realm, right, to check out some of your stuff. Certainly sounds like it's beneficial to wrestlers of any age, coaches of any age, doesn't matter. So, Keith, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate the time, and have a great rest of the week.
Rocco, Tom, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Keith.
And that is Keith Manos joining us, Ohio Wrestling Hall of Famer, author, and professor at Lakeland College, Lake Erie College, so Lakeland Community College, I should say. So, like I said, Tom, kind of a different conversation for us. But that was some good fun and a lot of informative stuff there in some of those books, it sounds like.
And Keith's a little like me in a different way. You know, he's one of those guys that he's at tournaments doing book signings, and I know he helped out at Tri-C for a while. So Keith's got a long journey in the sport of wrestling, really committed to it, and really a great contributor to our sport.
So when can we expect the Tom Evans debut publishing?
Tom Evans has a face for radio, so I'm steering clear of that. So
fair enough. Big thank you again to Keith Manos for joining us here. If you missed that conversation, it'll be posted up tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. So let's take another time out, and when we come back, we'll dive into some of the local results from this past week and weekend across the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. Coming your way next right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it live tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.